This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back into our world, your world, the world of conversation, where brains and mouths get together to discuss the events of the day, the issues of the day. It's kind of a, I think I'm proud of the fact that this program's been described as one that discusses matters that are a must to you. When you understand what's going on, there's a certain maturity on this program, sometimes a little more evident than others. Sometimes not too mature at all. But it is about life. It's about what's going on. And as we run down the street to find things that are good, it becomes harder and harder sometimes to look at all of the good stuff and not get stuck on the bad stuff. I was looking at pictures of Bruce Willis taken by one of the children that he has with his second wife, Emma. And it just is sad. I look at it and I think, here's a guy that had the world on a string, got along with his ex-wife, his adult children love him, his new wife loves him, and he's ruined his life because all he's done all of his life is abuse drugs. And it's just it's shameful. It's too bad because the guy was a good actor.
We got a known thing. Well, I mean, the known thing, if you look up what he has, which is called aplasia, it comes from traumatic brain injury or it comes from stroke. It doesn't, I don't know that it comes directly
strokes
from drug
Strokes are
use.
Come, but some strokes are a result of abusing drugs.
Generally. Some.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, does he have a big reputation for using drugs? I mean, where do you get that?
Since the moonlighting days, apparently, some of the insiders in Hollywood, I've gotten that from my insider in Hollywood, who just said the guy, very popular, well-liked, but couldn't stay away from drugs. So and it's a powerful thing. You know, we were talking about in an earlier conversation about these fentanyl, what, $5 million worth of fentanyl pills or something was found in California, and what it is that gets people, what is it about those things? When most people know that they're bad for you, why do you do it? What is there?
Why does anybody do anything bad?
That's what I'm just asking. Yeah, right. Why do you do anything that's bad for you?
A lot of people have chemicals in their brain telling them to do more.
Yeah, right. All right. Moving along back into the reality of, as I say, the day. There is not one person that I know who flies as much as I do who thinks the idea of JetBlue trying to buy Spirit Airlines and upend the deal that they have with Frontier Airlines. JetBlue has become the worst, and that's saying something, worse than Spirit. JetBlue is the worst airline. Just look at the past weekend. They had 1,000 flights canceled, and they told nobody anything. People didn't realize it. Some people didn't realize until they got on the plane, and they couldn't find any pilots to fly the planes. That's how badly managed they are. And so this would be, the word behemoth comes to mind. The budget, you know, supposedly JetBlue is a budget carrier. If you look at the prices, compare them, I compare all the time flying, let's say, from Boston to Los Angeles, which I do 2 or 3 times a month. You compare JetBlue's flight charges to Americans, and they're always more now. And the service is not as good anymore. It's, you know, just everything's fallen apart because they're too big and they can't manage it. So anyway, the chief executive of JetBlue said in an interview that the acquisition will allow the carrier to offer more quality. You realize how stupid it is for them to say that's what they all say. And it'll be cheaper for you to fly.
It'll be better for the consumer.
Oh,
yeah.
Good Lord. Oh, my God.
I just don't know how you can say that adding Spirit Airlines is going to add quality because they're not like anything.
Exactly. Yeah. There's nothing there. There's nothing that you couldn't put Spirit. You can put Spirit out of business without buying them. But anyway, they're going to spend $3 billion to buy Spirit. When Frontier wanted to merge with them, and the line from Frontier was, well, it'll save consumers about $1 billion a year. Bull crap. There has never been any merger in any business, never mind the airline business, that ended up completely saving you money. No, it doesn't happen. It's a bad move, And it just would give you one more reason not to. I can't tell you how many people have complained. I was with a friend of mine yesterday. We were taping our monthly television show, and he's taking his grandchildren down to Disney World. And I said, how are you flying? How are you getting there? And he looked at me and he said, JetBlue. I said, do you know how many flight cancellations Boston had to Orlando? They run four flights a day from Boston to Orlando. They canceled three of them on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So can you imagine how many people either are stuck down there or here that have, you can get on somebody else's airline and go through Atlanta or go through Charlotte or Philadelphia or something to get there. But, what does that do? And do the airlines take any responsibility? It used to be when there was a flight canceled and it was late at night, they'd put you up in a hotel. Yeah, not now. You sleep in the airport, on the floor. Or any number, they give you, if the flight was delayed, they give you, you could go to McDonald's, they give you a chit to go have lunch someplace. Nope, don't do that anymore either. It's just, I think it's a horrible idea. I think you get that from my drift, right? But most people don't get it. They just look online for, I want to go to Orlando, and they, okay, JetBlue's got a good price, I'll buy that ticket. Or Spirit, if you don't know anything about it, you see these big yellow planes and get Spirit all over. Wow, that's pretty flashy. Maybe I'll take a ride with them. And then you practically stand up, standing room only in the Spirit. Yeah, they put the seats so close together. Anyway, have I said enough? I guess I probably have said enough on that. There's a situation here. As long as I just mentioned Disney, and I think maybe this situation needs some airing. They're going to sell hand sanitizer. They've been selling them, and now they're recalling them. Why in the world would Disney get into the hand sanitizer business?
Why not? Every little kid who sees Mickey Mouse on the bottle will use it? Absolutely. But
I'm not practical in my thinking.
Well, I don't use hand sanitizer at all, but I have friends with little kids, and a lot of times, like the preschool and the school requires that they use hand sanitizer when they walk in, and people went so overboard with the hand sanitizer, and some now are in the habit, they just can't stop. It's crazy. I've seen people just using it all the time. I'm like, you didn't even do anything. It's like people walk into a restaurant and sit, and then they use the hand sanitizer. It's like, well, you haven't even done anything yet. I don't know. People are just nuts with it.
Well, it actually, to explain, in case you don't really get what we're saying, it's not good for you because that stuff kills all the good bacteria along with the bad bacteria, and you need the good bacteria to maintain your immune system to fight off the virus. So it's oxymoronic, but nobody tells you that because they're selling hundreds of millions of bottles of this crap. And every time you go into an office, you're right, or go into a store, or go into any place, there's a bottle there, and people go in and they squirt it on their hands. It's, oh, I'm safe now. No, you're not safe. You're anything but safe.
Right. In this case with Disney, if you have the Disney ones with Mickey Mouse or the Mandalorian, Baby Yoda, on the bottle, that's what's in question. So dump it. Don't use it.
Bring it back. Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
No. How many people have been killed this week by the Russians? Anybody want to take a guess? In just one city. Let's just limit it down to
Didn't Zelensky say it was like 5,000 dead in Mariupol?
5,000 civilians have been killed in Mariupol. This week. 5,000. They just line them up.
And they have filtration. They have filtration facilities there as well, which is not good. It means cleansing is what that means.
Would you want to give us a little bit more on that?
They have filtration. Well, basically, they take people out of their homes, and they put them into what they're calling filtration facilities, which is to separate them, to keep them in, because they're trying to cleanse away all of the Ukrainians. And so that was the big... Mm-hmm. The big accusation this week is that in Mariupol there are these places where people go and they get, they can be held for certain amounts of time. If they're not killed, they're probably lucky to be put in one of these facilities because they're not dead at this point. But It's
there are concentration camps. I mean, it's like this is like, and it blows my mind that these young Russian people, and it's 81% now of Russians approve of what's happening in Ukraine.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the new polls coming out. This is insanity that they are being sold this bill of goods that Putin is denazifying, but he's being everything that the Nazis were. Like, this is insane. Oh my God, it just makes me sick.
This month, it started last month, but looking at what happened here this month, since the beginning of April, it has been like no other month that I can remember for a long, since Vietnam time. It was more, it was tough when we were in trying to get rid of Saddam, but it was pretty one-sided, and it was us. In this circumstance, it's not really us, even though many of us think that we ought to be involved, and some people think we ought not to be involved. But it brings me back to April of 1945. If you go back in history to April of 45, when the events were ending the war to end all wars, that was what it was called. In April of 1945, Hitler was, well, he was going to be killed, but he killed himself. And his girlfriend, what was her name? Eva Braun. Eva Braun, right, yep. So, to give the perspective, we just talked about 5,000 people. Hitler killed 35 million people, almost 7 million Jews from Poland, even Russia. Killed a couple of million homosexuals. He killed people that were, I mean, you see sometimes in the movies, you can't believe, oh, that's a movie, they didn't really do that. Yeah, they really did do that. The soldiers had no qualms, and there was no court, there's nothing, they could do what they wanted to. And they did. If you got in the way, you got shot. And that's pretty much the way it is in Russia, and maybe in China, but certainly in Russia. So, in April of 1945, Winston Churchill was deemed to be the greatest man in the world because he and FDR got rid of, then pretty much really Eisenhower did. And that's how he was so popular, because it was his strategy, it was his planning, it was his ability to really, in an amazing way, figure out where the Nazis were going to be and how to go get them. And it was all, yeah, he would tell you it was a crapshoot, but all that happened in April of 1945. So think about that and what's going on today in April of 2022, if you will. 18 after the hour.
Is your child America's next top young scientist? If you know a middle school student who loves STEM, it's time for them to show what they know and compete for a chance to win $25,000 plus an exclusive opportunity to work with a 3M scientist to help bring their idea to life. Enter this year's 3M Young Scientist Challenge, held in partnership with Discovery Education, by April 26th. Visit youngscientistlab.com/challenge to learn more.
Got a broken down boat with seats chewed up by rascally raccoons? Or a vintage pickup you keep promising to fix up? Give your unwanted vehicle the boot by donating it to Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation for Kids with Cancer. They'll pick up your vehicle at no charge and hassle-free. Every donation means more dollars for children facing this disease. Simply go to carsthatcure.org or dial 855-CAR-ALSF. That's carsthatcure.org or 855-227-2573.
My friend John Whitehead, constitutional attorney and founder of the Rutherford Institute, often says that knowledge precedes action. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. What is the right knowledge and right action, you may ask? Well, one day, you know, God's talking with Cain, and he thought he could cut corners and did not give God his best. And though he tried to cheat God, God still loved Cain and wanted him, and all of us for that matter, to be successful. Sounds simple, but as humans, we naturally want to have it our way, right? It's okay to cut corners and always not do what is right. But there are consequences for not doing what is right. Like the law of gravity. God has established the law of rightness or righteousness. Right education, right thinking, right actions produces that which makes all things well regardless of any circumstance. Working hard and giving our best to God at all times leads to happiness. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan Jay is out. Today, the items that are trending still on the top of the list is what Chris Rock experienced at the hands of Will Smith. And he's been doing a lot of stand-up. He was in Boston for, let's see, 6 shows, I think. Now he's in New York this week doing stand-up. And everybody says, tell us what happened. And he says, I'm not going to talk about it. He's decided, apparently, not to talk about it at all. And that maybe, I don't know if that's good or bad, but he...
His brother's been pretty vocal. His brother's upset about it. But,
He's getting so much good press from not talking about it. I don't see why he wants to go down that route.
Exactly.
He looks like a class act. So maybe just let him do it. I know everybody, you know, of course there'll be a tell-all interview at some point, but, until then, Oprah can just wait.
Everybody's after Amy Schumer and her...
Schumer. Is she related to Chuck Schumer? Oh, she is. They're the Schumer family.
The Schumer family, yes. Get your Schumers on. Anyway, she's been sharing what happened. She said everybody was floored.
Wait, Schumer's been sharing?
All right. Wise guy. All right, let's get to Kourtney Kardashian.
I just like it when a little of the Boston comes out.
Little Boston
comes out.
It doesn't
happen
every
often,
once in a while. No, it doesn't. Every once in a while. Kourtney Kardashian got married, or did she?
Yeah.
What's the scoop behind this, ladies?
Well, she confirmed in a cute Instagram post that she said she posted a bunch of pictures from the ceremony with Travis Barker, her fiance. She said, found these in my camera roll once upon a time in a land far, far away, Las Vegas, at 2 a.m. After an epic night and a little tequila, a queen and her handsome king ventured to the only open chapel with an Elvis and got married with no license. But practice makes perfect. So she has confirmed that they are not legally married yet. This was just something they did on a whim, feeling romantic, and that's what they did while they were in Vegas. Drunk in Vegas.
Yeah,
I'm happy that Courtney's drinking some tequila, though, because she was so strict with her diet and everything was vegan and, you know, like, girl, you look happy. Have some tequila, fake marry your man. It's good.
Yeah. Why be married if you have
She dealt
time?
With Scott Disick and all his crap for so many years.
She deserves it.
She deserves it. I mean, what is
it's
it
like
about
Kim
that
and
guy?
Pete. He's... I'm so happy that Kim and Pete are happy. You know,
yeah,
Kim deserves it.
Disick, let's go back to Disick for a minute. Because even I know about him and what a crumb bum he is, how he has taken, he's made a career out of hanging around with wealthy, famous women. And why is it that women, you tell me from the woman's
point of view. Well, he hasn't really made a career hanging out with anybody but the Kardashians. He had Lionel Richie's girlfriend, but he became uber famous because of Courtney, and they were together a long time, but he just screwed up. But they seem to keep him around, to answer your question. They're the ones who kind of keep him in the family because
he lost both of his parents, and he's an only child, so he has no family. And so I think the Kardashians are always going to, he's going to be family. He's got three kids with Courtney. So I think that Chris and everybody else has realized, okay, Scott can't be trusted on his own. He has no one else but us. Yeah, he's ours. And I think it's actually really nice that even though they broke up, they haven't, you know, the rest of the family hasn't shunned him. He's hanging out with Pete now.
Why has he rubbed me the wrong way, I wonder? Just everything.
Well, I don't think he's rubbed anyone the right way. Yeah, right. I don't think you're wrong.
He looks like a guy who doesn't wear socks. I think that's probably what it is.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, all right. I got the picture. 28 after the hour.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16, in-store only. Coupon required, one per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of State ordered all non-emergency government staff in Shanghai, China to leave immediately. The Chinese Communist government, in response to surging COVID-19 cases, is tightening pandemic restrictions exponentially. The city's 26 million residents are ordered to stay home, no exceptions, not even for food. Shanghai last night, people are screaming for food from their balconies. Russia's invasion of Ukraine appears not to be going too well. President Putin is blaming his old colleagues at the Federal Security Bureau, that's the successor to the KGB, for the quagmire. Putin reportedly removed more than 100 agents from the FSB, and his government sent the head of the department responsible for Ukraine to prison. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Georgia U.S. Senate candidate Republican Herschel Walker, the former Heisman Trophy winner and NFL star on Newsmax, speaks up on biological males participating in women's sports.
From Herschel Walker, no, that's not fair, and men shouldn't be in women's sports. It is sad that right now we're trying to determine what is a woman, where it's written in the Bible what a woman is. You have two. There's man and woman. That's it. And I don't think men should be competing in women's sports. I don't know who decided to let that happen. And now they're threatening if you speak out against it. Well, Herschel Walker, you're going to speak out against it. That's one thing people are going to find out about me, is I didn't come to this office just to get along to get along. I came to do what's right. And what's right is men shouldn't be in women's sports. Right now, if we continue to let this happen, things are going to get worse. You know, where's the feminists right now that want to step out and say, you know, what you're going to do now? You're going to take everything away from women. No, that's not right.
NASA's Artemis 1 mission to the moon will make its fourth and final pre-launch test beginning later this afternoon. The mission team plans to start fueling the 322-foot rocket, including NASA's Space Launch System and Orion spacecraft, on Thursday. The results of this rehearsal will determine whether any more tests need to take place before launch. The first of three windows of opportunity is June 6th through June 16th. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Foggy day in London town. How is it where you are? Weather-wise, we are enjoying spring. Spring has sprung. It's good. Baseball season has started. That's all good. It's good stuff. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the courageous members of my clan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen without Jay. I'm trying to get used to it. I just put on a pair of glasses that I use now, just a little at hundreds, because I had these the contacts put in so I'd see what my vision was going to be like and what my eyes would feel like with this operation that I'm going to have done. I think you know what I'm going to do? We have something I can't talk about in Los Angeles, all of us, next month, and I think I might do the operation around that. So maybe I can't see for, I'll be blind for the event. How's that?
There you go.
Should be, very exciting. Okay, so the Russians need to be held accountable for war crimes. The Russians. Now, there are a lot of people who are going after the Russian military and the people who generally have given orders that need to be brought to justice. So this is spreading. Earlier in the week it was, we got to have accountability for Putin. He needs to be up on war trials. But this is the reason I made the references I did to April of 1945 in the last half hour was because there are a lot of similarities here. You know, he's telling the ironic thing is he's telling his people that he's cleansing the Nazis out of Ukraine when in fact he's a Nazi. He's the one who's doing all this stuff and how the Russians, I guess you choose to believe what you choose to believe, right? It's kind of akin to, does the vaccine work or the vaccine doesn't work? You believe what you want to believe. You choose what your beliefs are. Trump was a good guy. You believe it? Great. Biden's a good guy. Fine. You believe that? If you do, that's swell because that's your comfort zone. But then you think that there's so much, there's overwhelming, and I can say that about any of the things I just mentioned, there's overwhelming evidence that that isn't the case. And you pick any one of those things, which is, you know, what I'm frustrated about when it comes to the UN Security Council and even Biden. Putin is not the only war criminal here. He gives the order, sure, but there are others who have carried them out. And when the Nazis were taking all those trials at Nuremberg were to deal with the thousands of Nazis, thousands of them, that murdered hundreds of thousands of people, sometimes on their own. There are some people that were merchants of death. These soldiers, majors and captains and stuff, that would slaughter, they just would slaughter people like they were animals. And they were never held accountable. Some of them committed suicide. Some of them were tried. And they had the audacity to be angry about it because they were so brainwashed thinking they were doing a public service by killing all the Jews. And that's kind of, you know, you understand how brainwashing works, right? And it's even easier today because of the devices. Easy to convince people.
Oh, sure. The conspiracy theory videos on YouTube that look so
look
convincing
real.
And real. Yeah. Yep.
The sad thing, I mean, here's the one thing about our country, as flawed, as crazy as the mainstream media can be, as misinformation, disinformation, just straight out lies come out of it, at least there are multiple places where we can look to try to figure out what we believe to be the truth, right? We can use critical thinking skills. What's different about Russia, they don't have that. What's different about China is that they don't have that. Russia, to some extent, did for a while, but now they're, anything that was Western has been cut out of the country, and they're only getting propagandized messages. In fact, they've canceled like television in the evening just to run war coverage and more propaganda. So as much as it's really easy to get angry at those people, that's what they're being force-fed. I mean, the Chinese people are being force-fed information about their government. So it's a little different than what we have because we do have an ability to go in multiple places, but it's getting less and less free. That's why, you know, my head blows up every time I think, okay, Twitter and Facebook, yes, they're private companies, but at the same time, by tamping down on free speech, they're acting as utilities more and more. Should they be allowed to do that? And, you know, there's a real argument about whether or not they should be allowed to do that.
Well, there are a lot of people arguing about a lot of stuff. You wonder sometimes. It seems simple. When you have your mind made up about something, you can't, okay, so how does that person think that way? It doesn't just go for any or all of us. We all, when we encounter somebody, I hear Victoria say that all the time, and I would agree. How in the world do you come up with these thoughts? How do you live with these thoughts? And yet they would say the same thing about you and or us and our thoughts. You know, I was looking at the people who are still doing business with the Russians, American companies, Koch Industries. Now, these are the guys from, I think it's Kansas City is their headquarters. They have become a couple of the wealthiest. Well, now let's see, there's only one of them left.
Cause one died, yeah. The Koch
one died.
Brothers,
yeah. And the other one, there were three of them. But Bill Koch, who became a friend of mine in the 90s, he was given $2 billion by the other two brothers to get him out because he didn't go along with what Charles wanted to do. And David, who was the one that died, he did. So they became, they were the founders of the John Birch Society, you know, that kind of, that group. Nothing wrong if you like the, that thinking, help yourself. But the thing that bothers me is that they're continuing to operate in Russia, while a lot of Western companies are not. So it seems kind of oxymoronic in a manner of speaking.
Sure.
These guys are always talking about, yeah, America first.
Oh, yeah, they're the great patriots and all that crap.
And now they're still making coin over in Russia. So, and you don't really know that you're doing business with them because they hide, and I use that term advisedly, behind labels, and they have brands and things that they own.
Many layers.
They don't
deep.
Really know. Yeah,
it's
really
like
know.
The Russian. It's the American version of the Russian oligarchs. You really don't know. Those yachts. They're trying the one big yacht that was just seized in Spain. It's under so many different shell corporations. They said it's nearly impossible to find out who actually owns the boat.
Yeah.
So it's the same. Yeah. It's the same way with all the businesses. They have so many structures put in place to hide identity.
Yeah, and look at yesterday, 2,000 more were killed over there, apparently. Now, there have been Ukrainian. How are these people finding their way to Mexico? How are the, I don't understand how they're getting, they're fleeing Ukraine, and they're going into Poland.
You can hop on a plane from Poland,
yeah,
right?
To Poland, right.
But they don't have any money, do they? How are they? Have credit cards? How do they?
Some of them do. I mean,
sure.
Ukraine was not suffering. I mean, there are some people who had enough for an airline ticket. There's also a lot of aid groups that are helping buy flights or get people into hotels. So you just, you know, it's hard
to
know.
So what do we do if we're worried about a porous border? I'm certainly one who doesn't like what's going on the border. I haven't liked it for years, no matter who was president. I think the way that we've handled immigration and just let people in is shameful, and that's a nice word for it. But so here we have Ukrainian soldiers, Ukrainian families, Ukrainian business people who are finding their way to Mexico, and then they're coming across the border like the illegal Mexicans and El Salvadorians and Brazilians and whoever else is coming across the border. So what do we do? Just turn our head? Do we just let, okay, this is a time of, you know, everybody's in need.
The state of New York has the largest Ukrainian population of any state in America, and so the state of New York has issued, and I don't know what the number is, I'd have to look it up, but there are certain allotment of refugees that New York will take in. So I don't know if they have to go how that works, but I know some states have sanctioned it.
One of the criticisms for the Biden administration is that they're letting Title 42 expire and that the border feels less safe, and you've got all these migrants coming up towards the border right now, rushing in anticipation that Title 42 is going to go away. And so one of the criticisms that has been kind of levied over the last couple of days is that Ukrainians are having a very hard time finding asylum in the United States. Now, look, United Nations law says that you should go to the nearest country to your home that offers safe passage. That's Poland. So unfortunately, Poland's being overrun. But the United States is getting heat because we've said, well, we'll take some in, but the Ukrainian people are having a hard time getting their asylum claims granted while the southern border is wide open. And so there's been some heat, I think. In fact, yesterday it was one of the lines of questions at the White House press briefing about why the administration is allowing people to come in, walking in without having these asylum claims granted from people who really need to get
that would
away.
Be. Thank you. You said it better than I did. That's the question, frankly. That is the question.
What was the answer?
I think the answer.
There's
nobody there with an answer. It's incomplete. You get an incomplete on that test because you didn't answer the question completely. Remember that when you were in high school? Did you ever get an incomplete on a test?
Never. Sure, never once.
Never. Come on.
Kidding.
Incomplete on homework. The BA2 Omicron subvariant. Victoria's just talking about what's going on in New York. This apparently is a big problem in New York City. Hospitalizations going up, even though it's not supposed to be that, it isn't supposed to be that dangerous. So why are the numbers of cases in New York City going up, I guess is the question. It's unclear to me, because COVID.
Well, what
looks
are the
like
number of cases?
Say, COVID,
I mean, you could have 10 cases if there were zero.
That's
the
it.
Cases
it's all
are
relative.
Going up. So what's the
Right. I don't have a number. I'm just saying.
I mean, a lot of people are testing positive because if you got a booster, your booster is pretty much running out. My parents just got their second booster this week. Yeah, and so, you know, there is waning immunity for sure. And so, I mean, Matthew Broderick and Daniel Craig both had to cancel their Broadway shows because they both have COVID. Now, they're not in the hospital and they don't have serious symptoms, thank God. You know, everything's just sort of mild, but they're still testing and trying to, you know, to slow the spread.
I'm doing what I've discussed this with a couple of doctors, including Ken Kronhaus, who's on our program, but also with a fellow in the pharmacy, and I think I've said this, I'm not going to get my second booster now. I'm going to wait, follow their advice until fall, and see what's in the flu shot that will be around then.
I think Moderna's doing the duo, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they doing the dual? It's the combo?
I think they'll all do that, yeah. But there are now beginning to be too many questions about what could be neurologically a problem, what could be, you know, any number of problems with this thing. And so it doesn't, I feel quite protected, frankly. And most people, when I went into, where did I go yesterday?
You're going to be in a big concert arena this weekend, so let's hope you don't, you know.
Yeah.
You'll test it out there.
I guarantee you nobody's going to be wearing masks at that thing.
You don't have to anymore, yeah.
No, but I mean, even, you know, consciously, people are not wearing masks. I went into to get acupuncture yesterday, and, you know, we were talking about what is happening in the business. Do people have to wear masks or not? And in medical facilities in Massachusetts, you got to wear a mask.
I went to a doctor yesterday, and I was surprised that everyone still had to wear a mask to get in.
Mm-hmm.
So,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, anyway, and some of the Biden folks apparently have tested positive this week. There was a big dinner,
a
black tie event in Washington this weekend. Was that
like a super
correspondence? Though, but they are going to have the correspondence.
I think it was a donor's dinner, but my Congressman Adam Schiff got it, and a couple of others, and then Merrick Garland was the most notable, along with Gina Raimondo in the cabinet. And Jen Psaki just got back from having it in the press briefing room.
Yeah.
Was she 40. Sick, or did she not have symptoms? Was she okay?
She sounded a little thin-voiced, so maybe a little sick.
47, almost 48 past the hour on the DJV program.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Easter style.
I love when everyone's dressed in their Easter best.
Then you need to check out the deals at Kohl's. I got 25% off the perfect floral dress, a new shirt for my husband for only $34.99, and got 25% off outfits the kids are going to look adorable in.
Cue the family photo op.
Exactly. Did I mention you can also get an extra 30, 20, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash?
Looks like some bunny hunted down the savings.
Select style, 30, 20, or 15% off on April 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. DJV Health Time is 53 past the hour. He's here to answer some of my questions, some of your questions, as this is called, Questions for Dr. Ken. First question has to do with a proposal from Medicare covering an Alzheimer's drug. They have proposed to have this Alzheimer's drug called Aduhelm, I think that's it, but only for patients who enroll in a clinical study. Is this unusual, or is this something that, because it's so expensive, perhaps, that's why they're doing this, to do a little bit more research on a specific group of people? How do these trials work, Ken?
Well, this was very controversial, and this was before an announcement before the current director of the FDA. This was a drug that the committee that advises the FDA recommended not approving. And it's a drug that's extremely expensive. Anyone on Medicare this year noted a remarkable personal increase in their expense for Medicare. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that unbelievable increase, annual increase in Medicare, is supposedly to pay for this drug, which is extremely expensive, which didn't even have amazingly good data to make sure it was approved. And a number of the so-called thought leaders, experts who sit on committees for the FDA actually announced that they would no longer participate in FDA committees because of how the decision was made. This is a huge controversy. And in the current leadership of the FDA, the policy went that if you went on this drug, it would be a very select group. and you'd have to participate in this study. Maybe next year they'll lower our Medicare rates because they have limited the number of people who will get this, but it clearly needs more study. So I think the judgment, they're making the best of it from this, and it'll be interesting to see how Medicare rates are affected by this next year.
Yep. Okay. With regard to your expertise as a cardiologist, is this rise in blood pressure when you stand up dangerous? Remember, you and I talked a little bit. I have this monitor now that you have given me. It's like a Fitbit, and it monitors all of the vitals in your body and sends it to an app, and you're looking at it every day. And I've been watching myself, my blood pressure, systolic and diastolic. Which one comes first? Diastolic or systolic?
Systolic's the top number. Diastolic's right. The bottom number.
So mine has been ranging between 110 and 120 since you gave me this. And then, you know, there are new guidelines because people are concerned more these days about hypertension. Is that correct? Is that what that number indicates?
Well, we've always been concerned about hypertension, but Medicare did a big study a few years ago that showed that by what you're talking about is called remote patient monitoring, RPM, or remote physiological monitoring, RPM, that we can keep people out of the hospital, we can keep them out of the ER, if in real time we are following you like an astronaut on our dashboard, and we are providing this service in the office. We give you this high-tech watch, which will allow us to follow your blood pressure, your heart rate, your temperature, your steps, your mental state, your pulse ox, your oxygenation. It'll soon even give you your blood sugar without any injection, just by the wristband, and also an EKG soon. But it gives us all this data. It also tells us the quality of your sleeping right now. You just have to tap the dial, and it gives you immediately your blood pressure. And then with using an app on your phone, which is free, it then connects with us, and we can watch on our dashboard in real time. And I used this just last week to keep somebody out of the ER, and I realized, wow, so that's why Medicare is pushing this program, because it really does save
the money. Amazing
and we were so excited about it, because without that data in the past, I would have definitely had to send this person to the ER, but I was able to see their heart rate, their oxygenation, and said, this person doesn't need to go to the ER, and the person's doing great.
All right, but this is more work for you, isn't it? The doctor's going to have, or the staff will have more work to do in a sense?
Well, the nice thing is that included in the funding for this is the ability to have a monitoring center, a monitoring group that watches this. So it is automated, and if we have monitors for this, and I will be notified, or my nurse will be notified if it comes outside of what we want for you. So we're watching you, and fortunately, Medicare has devoted the funding to do this right. We're very pleased.
All right, so there it is, the latest great answers to great questions. Thank you. Send them along to us here at DJV Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.